Sachel B'chorot, Paragvav, Mishnah Yudbeis. Elu she'en sosin aleim, lo b'mikdash, v'lo b'medik. The following woman would not allow you to shech the b'chor, neither on the Mizbech in the Beit HaMikdash, nor would it allow you to shech the b'chor outside the Beit HaMikdash in the Medik. And until now we have discussed mumen gemur, complete mumen, that if the b'chor would get one of those mumen, then you can shech the b'chor outside the Beit HaMikdash. But in this Mishnah we're going to discuss where the b'chor has a mum she'eno gomor. It has a mum, but it's not a complete mum. So therefore, even though it's considered a mum with that you can't bring the b'chor in the Beit HaMikdash as a korban, but it's not a mum gomor, so therefore you cannot shech the b'chor outside the Beit HaMikdash either. You have to wait until it gets a mum gomor. Chavarver v'hamayim she'enem gvul. If the b'chor has chavarver, which are white spots in the eye, but it's not permanent, or if it has water in the eye, but it's not permanent, it will heal. In such a case, even though it's considered a mum, as far as that you can't bring the behemoth as a korban, but it's not a mum gomer, so therefore you cannot shech the b'chor outside the Beit HaMikdash either until it gets a mum gomer. V'chitav ha'pnimiyoy shenifkum. Or if the inner teeth got chipped, the teeth further into the mouth got chipped, avolo shenekru, but not that they were ripped out. If they were ripped out, then that would be a mum gomer. But here we're talking about where they were just chipped. That's not a mum gomer. So therefore, even though you can't bring the b'chor as a korban, but you can't shech it outside the Beit HaMikdash either. Ubav garav. Or if it has skin, it has boils that are locked, that are damp both inside and outside. That would be considered a mum with that you can't bring it as a korban, but it's not a mum to allow you to shech it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Ubayah belas. Or if it has a wart in the eye, but that word does not have a hair. That's a mum she'en a gomor. As if it had a hair, that would be a mum gomor, and you can shech it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Uba chazadus. Chazadus is a type of shechin. There is a type of shechin which is a mum gomor, where it's lach mi b'chutz and yavesh mi b'fnim, is dry on the inside. That type of shechin does not have a refuah. It can't heal, so therefore it's a mum gomor. But here we're talking about a type of shechin that has a refuah, could heal, so therefore it's not a mum gomor. It's a mum with that you can't bring it to the korban, but it does not allow you to shech it outside the Beit HaMikdash. B'zakein v'chola u'mezuham. Or if the b'chor is old or sick, or it has a bad smell, that would not allow you to bring it to the korban, but it's not considered a mum. V'shenevda bo'averu. Or if an averu was done with the b'chor, it was roveah and isha. In such a case, even though you can't bring it as a korban, but it's not considered a mum. B'shehemeth etha adam, or if the b'chor killed a person, al pi eid echa, or al pi abal. We don't have two adam that are made, that it was roveah and isha, or that it killed a person. There's only one aid. Or we don't have an aid at all, just the owner of the animal admits that it killed a person, or that an avera was done with it. In such a case, it's not chayav misa. As if there were adam, it would be chayav misa, but in this case, we don't have adam. Even though it's possible to be used as a korban, but it's not considered a mum, so therefore we can't check it outside the Beit HaMikdash either. B'tumtum ba'androgynous, lo b'mikdash, v'lo b'medina. Or if the b'chor is a tumtum or an androgynous, in such a case we can't shecht it as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, nor can we shecht it outside the Beit HaMikdash. It's not considered a mum. A tumtum is where it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, that the erva is covered up, and we can't tell if it's a zachar or a nekeva. And a b'chor is only if it's a zachar, not a nekeva. An androgynous is also a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. It has the erva of a zachar, and it also has the erva of a nekeva. So therefore, since we don't know if it's a zachar, we cannot bring it to the korban, but it's not considered a mum, according to the Tanakham. Rabbi Yishmael Aymer, ein mum gadol mizeh. Rabbi Yishmael says, in such a case, that the b'chor is a tumtun or an androgynous, there's no greater mum than that, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yishmael, a tumtun or an androgynous, we can check it outside the Beit HaMikdash, even though it has no other mum. The Chachamim Maimrim Eino Bechor Ela Nigzad Beneva. The Chachamim have a third Shita. They say in such a case that the Bechor, they tumped in or an androgynous, it doesn't have Kedushas Bechor at all. Instead, you can shear it and do Avoda with it, and certainly you can check it outside the Beit HaMikdash. As if it had Kedushas Bechor, just it was considered a mum, even though we would be allowed to check it, but we can't shear it or do Avoda with it. And that's the din by all customs that get a mum. Even after you redeem it, you can't do avoda with it, nor can you share it. But the Chachamim say a tumtin or androgynous is not a b'chor at all. As they hold, a tumtin or androgynous is not a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva. It's a beria b'tmei atzmo. It's a creature in itself. It doesn't have a din zachar at all. And the b'chor is only by a zachar, so therefore it doesn't have kedushas b'chor at all. Second b'choros, perek zayin, mishnah aleph. Mumin elu, ben kvuin, ben oivrim, poislim b'adam. The mumin that we mentioned in the previous perek that possible b'chor, and allow you to shop it outside the Beit HaMikdash. Those mum also would pass one Adam, a Kohen who wants to do Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash. As a Kohen who's a Baal Mum is possible La Avodah. And if he has one of the mumin that we mentioned in the previous parak, he would be possible La Avodah. And it doesn't make a difference whether the mum is Kavua, permanent, or over, temporary. In either case, the Kohen cannot do Avodah. Even if it's only temporary, he has to wait until it goes away before he could do the Avodah. As opposed to a Bechor. A Bechor who has a mum over a temporary mum, you cannot shaft it until it gets a mum kavur. Yoyser alayim ba'adam. There are more mumin that possible an adam, a kohen, than possible a behemah. The following mumin would possible a kohen for doing an avoda, even though it would not possible a behemah. Hakilon. If the kohen has a very narrow head on top, and it gets broad towards the bottom, in such a case, he's a ba'al mum and cannot do avoda. Vahalafta. Or if the head is very wide on top and narrows down significantly towards the bottom, that also is a mum. Hamakvan. Or if his head is similar to an axe, that is folate in both directions, it sticks out towards the front and sticks out towards the back, just like an axe sticks out on both sides of the handle, that also is a mum. The shiroso shakur. Or if the middle of the head is sunken, this is also a mum. Ushkifas. Or if the back of his head is very flat, and it looks like as if a piece was chopped off it, that's also a mum. Ubale hachatotres. Rabbi Huda Machshir, the Chachamim poison. Somebody who has a hump, this is a machlokes, Rabbi Huda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Huda said that he is kasher for avodah, this is not considered a mum, while the Chachamim poison. We're talking about where there is no etzem, there's no bone in the hump. But if there's a bone in the hump, then even Rabbi Huda would agree that this is a mum and the kohen cannot do avodah.